kids that have further discussions, reviewing the evidence and speaking freely amongst the jurors, we are still unable to reach a unanimous decision. So at this time, I am going to do is just declare mistrial, indicate to you that how much we appreciate the fact that you were here and willing to serve.
This is the Murder on My Mind podcast. I am your host, DJ MTK, produced by West Coast Radio, part three of the YNW Melly trial. There's so much going on, we had to do a part three. Now, we're just going to do a recap. We're going to just recap everything. You know, Melly, Jamel Demons, charged double homicide back in 2018 for killing two of his friends in his rap group. YNW Sack Chaser, who is Anthony Williams, and YNW Juvie, who is Christopher Thomas Jr. So as you just heard the judge pronounce, there was a mistrial. And so a lot of people thought he was going to get out. A lot of people thought, okay, hey, he's free. Stop the brakes. Stop the brakes. That's not how it works. The prosecution's going after him for this double murder case, okay? And the reason why, and we're going to kind of give you an update. We're going to do a little recap of everything here, right? Back in 2018, he was caught on camera leaving the recording studio before the shooting. Then the members of the rap group were dropped off at a hospital. So here's the scene. Detective Sergeant Christopher Williams was called to the witness stand where he claimed a drive-by shooting caused the deaths, that the bullets that killed the two victims were not of a drive-by shooting. According to Williams, the shooting happened from somebody inside the car. Williams came to this conclusion after recreating the crime scene. He also mentioned the angles of the bullets entering the victims' bodies as evidence. So Melly's saying, no, they were killed through a drive-by shooting, and then we dropped them off at the hospital. After they did more research, they said, well, when we reenacted this crime, the shooting, it shows that it actually came from inside the vehicle. So that's a conflicting story, right? It's a conflicting story. So that's kind of what set the stage of all of this. He was arrested for the double murder. His defense team was trying to get a mistrial during the beginning of this. There was a motion for mistrial. It was denied. If you recall, there was a hashtag Free Melly that went crazy on Twitter. One of the murdered victims' dad posted a video about Boosie going to court. And then you had the videos of him laughing, the videos of him kind of, he looked like he was, you know, flirting with his defense team, the woman there. Then she had a notebook, and it was called Evil Plans and Stuff. It was a weird little, like, first, second week of trial, all these things that were being just shown outside to the public while the whole court was going on, the whole trial was going on. And then, you know, he didn't testify, which was smart on his behalf. I think that was a very smart decision not to have him testify. His defense tried to do the Snoop Dogg defense, pretty funny. If you don't remember, we'll try to pull that up for you real quick. Oh, here it is. When Wyan Melly's attorney uses the Snoop Dogg defense about the gang signs.
Snoop Dogg to this day does hand signs of a gang.
Right.
And he does that because he realizes it promotes his music. That's the bottom line. And because he wants to promote his music, make money, he's all of a sudden this big game guy.
He's talking about his client, YNW Melly. But my thing is, why you got to throw Snoop up in here? Snoop wasn't doing nothing. Snoop was chilling at his home. Snoop was like, man, why the fuck you got to bring my name up in this shit, bro? Like, don't be talking about me. Don't be talking about me. So that was during the trial as well. Then we got to, you know, let's talk a little bit more about this, the mistrial here. And basically, it was declared a mistrial. And one of the jurors actually spoke out about, it says, juror speaks out about mistrial, says most were in favor of guilty verdict. Now, a juror opened up behind the scenes saying there was there to cause chaos for the trial. This juror claims. So they're saying a juror was there to cause chaos for this trial. Says that most juror members wanted a conviction in Melly's case. From day one, she had issues with the four person selected. At one point, crossing her arms and saying she was done. The former juror told reporter, when another juror asked to not shut down and set her feelings aside, she exploded. She was explosive, manipulative. She was rude. She yelled insult to anyone who had a different opinion. At one point, the 12-person juror was split 11-1 before the manipulative juror in question allegedly persuaded two jurors to change their minds. This juror also alleged to have used gay slurs when responding to other juror members. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. As for a recent Instagram story shared, claim from Melly's mother, the juror had landed a 9-3 favor. So it was declared a mistrial. Now, a lot of people are asking themselves, well, shouldn't he be free? Unfortunately, YNW Melly is back in jumpsuit in shackles and has a new mortal trial date pushed back to October 9th. So we're going to run this motherfucker back. We're going to run this motherfucker back. It's going to be a whole new jury selection, a whole new trial, a whole new way to present the evidence from the prosecution, a whole new way to defend it. And, you know, in my opinion, there was a lot of evidence stacked up against YNW Melly. I think the way he presented himself in court, he didn't look like somebody that was sad over his two friends dying. Just his mannerisms, just his attitude. I wasn't there. I'm not the judge and jury on this, right? We're just reporting on what is happening currently. We created the podcast called Murder on My Mind, which is YNW Melly's hit track. And actually, I think it has over a billion streams on Spotify. We created this podcast to help create more awareness about gang culture in the United States and across the world. It is something that we grow up glorifying, and we need to try to create change. Now, it is unfortunate in this situation, in this circumstance, YNW Melly has put himself in. He had a lot going for him within his music career, and now he is sitting behind bars for his second trial date, trying to defend that he didn't kill his two friends in this homicide, because two people did lose their life. He's only 24 years old. This happened 5 years ago, so what, he would have been 19. He's a young man, and hopefully, you know, this is another sad story of another African-American in American society singing about gang culture, singing about killing people, and now being caught up in an actual murder trial. So we will see what will happen in the upcoming months. Stay tuned and make sure to tweet us, West Coast Nation. Send us an email, info@westcoastradio.tv. Share with us your opinion, what your thoughts are on the whole case, because we're going to run it back and we're going to have a lot more information to share. We'll see, you know, how much more craziness happens in the upcoming months before the end of the year. But right now he is currently still in jail, in county, waiting for this next trial. We out this bitch. Murder My Mind podcast.